In part one, we encountered the central character, Arthur Westerman, as he was being awakened from a 40-year-long cryonic or frozen sleep upon which he'd embarked in 1985. Expecting to remain in this state for 100 years, he was surprised to be awakened in 2025. He was dismayed to find that he was in an orbiting laboratory attended by two robot systems called Luna and the Naus. Through their ministrations, he was prepared for his return to Earth. Then he was joined by Dr. Diana Spencer, the medical scientist in charge of the experiment of which he was the subject. Arriving by space shuttle, she'd come to conduct him on the long downward journey to Earth. Part 2 of AD 2025. A New Xanadu.
Look at the wall in front of us. Watch.
Beautiful. A globe of blue agate on black velvet with a few diamonds.
The Earth. Now the starboard view.
Millions of diamonds and some rubies. But that edge of light on the left, what's that?
The moon. Do you want a better view?
No, switch back to that lovely Earth.
There. I'm impressed.
You're impressed? I'm astounded. Even though I'd seen views taken from spacecraft on television years ago.
I mean, I'm impressed by you.
By me?
I hadn't expected you to walk through the airlock unaided.
The credit should go to Luna for the attention I had. But I used to do some mountaineering.
That might explain the other thing.
What's that?
Your mental stamina. By now, you might have been very frightened.
On the contrary, I'm fascinated. And I want to know what's been going on.
Patterson speaking from the command segment. Dr. Spencer, we're about to enter the upper atmosphere. Would you and Mr. Westerman now operate your seat enfoldment controls to the maximum security position?
So, the northern hemisphere you talk about is only that part north of the Tropic of Cancer.
Yes, we're over that area now. Mm. Look north, and you'll see coming up one by one the so-called developed regions of your day.
Through the cloud. There's Eastern Europe. What became of East-West conflict?
Both East and West experienced shortages of energy and materials. Also, political devolutionary movements. By early this century, ideological conflict began to give way to regional interdependency.
But in my briefing, the Naus told me there was nearly global war in 2010 and that the Naus, prevented it.
Yes, the final spasm of the old order. Very frightening it was, too. What no one had fully appreciated was that as interdependency grew, the Northern Omniscient Unlimited System began to grow, almost of itself. And it couldn't allow itself to be destroyed.
It had surveillance and weapons systems tied in with it.
Correct.
Did someone human press the button?
Yes.
And?
Nothing happened. Then we realized we were in a new relationship with our high technology.
Should we allow him to come?
The Naus cannot decide. It can only inform and present options.
You can decide in matters of life or death.
Only when the existence of the Naus is threatened. You know this. You are a mediator. Why do you ask for a decision?
Because you have informed but presented no options.
Westerman is unprecedented. His behavior is unpredictable.
Not only his behavior, also his effect on this community.
What a mediator takes from the Naus should be passed to the community for it to decide.
Except when the mediator's intuition tells her that the community can be disrupted if unprepared to make such a decision.
What do you fear?
Westerman is from the last century. Despite the preparation given him through his Luna, he may be wholly unregenerate.
Explain.
He may still have the acquisitiveness, the ambitions of men especially of men of his time. He could infect us.
He comes here first because Dunchester was his home as a child. Later, Dr. Spencer will choose a place for him in the southern lands.
You didn't tell me this just now?
Dr. Spencer and Westerman have landed. From the shuttleport, she has just consulted me about suitable places in the south. She, too, fears for Westerman. They are now approaching by road.
Remarkable. A comfortable sofa inside a perfectly transparent bubble. Just floating along with a few other bubbles. No one in control, seemingly.
The bubbles, as you call them, control themselves, once told where to go.
More microcircuitry?
Yes.
But the movement?
From developments of solar power, fuel cells, electromagnetic drive.
May I call you Diana?
Of course.
Well, Diana, you mentioned solar power just before the final descent, when we had a glimpse of this part of Britain, with trees everywhere, and those fantastic domes with the giant sequins along their ribs. You said you'd explain.
Well, there's not much to see for a while except for trees.
Begin with the trees.
Much of our raw material we now grow. Also, by the end of the last century, many of the great southern jungles had been destroyed. Compensatory tree cover had to be created wherever possible.
For oxygen exchange?
For that and for other ecological reasons.
And the domes?
They're a means of conserving, concentrating and generating energy. They came with the movement from large cities outward to smaller communities. And with movement from the suburbs of those smaller towns back to their centres. Dunchester, where you were born, we should soon be there now, was an early example.
But what caused this movement?
Partly a desire for true communities. Populations of about 40,000 are ideal. And, of course, the need to conserve energy.
I don't quite see.
What have you seen since we left the shuttle?
Not much. Mostly trees. And a largely empty road.
Exactly. As compared with your time, these days there's comparatively little movement of people or goods about the country.
But how did people adjust? We were dependent on, besotted with, high-speed transport.
A number of factors. New means of communication which can simulate face-to-face exchange at great distances. More satisfying lives and work in small, largely self-sufficient communities. But perhaps above all, new values attached to education.
I gathered from the nurse that learning had become an essential part of the whole of life. What exactly does that mean?
Well, Arthur, what do you think of the old place now?
Astonished, Mr. Martin.
Christopher, no formality.
It's astounding, though, to see Dunchester.
Mm.
The castle, the abbey ruins, the market square here.
Yeah.
All under this unbelievable dome. However does it stay up?
Ah, you must have a learning contact about that.
With the nurse?
Indirectly, yes. For now, just think of the dome as an extremely light structure.
Including the sequins.
I love your description. Yes, even the solar cell paraboloids are extremely light.
Does it pay?
The energy budget balances. Some solar power, some from renewable fuels, vegetable oils, wood. And, of course, the geothermal exchange system.
The what exchange?
Geothermal. Actually, the early experimental work was done here, using the limestone caverns under Dunchester.
But how...
Ah, another learning contact for that. Try something less technical.
Well, what about you? As senior councillor, are you the new style head of the city council?
Councillor, spelled with an S. The old forms of local government faded away as new communications made possible real participatory democracy.
How does that work?
Groups. Small groups of people working and learning together. A cellular kind of organisation.
But with a focus somewhere, surely.
Oh, it has a centre. In me and my small group of fellow councillors.
Where does the money come from?
As is generally the case now, in this part of the world, we're largely self-sufficient. We've learned to require less. But we do make and market what used to be called software for still developing countries in the south. Also, we export craft products. Shall we sit at that table over there in the sun? We can order a glass of something.
What a good idea. If you are at the centre here, who is this mediator person Diana, Dr. Spencer, went ahead to see?
The mediator is usually a woman, chosen not only because of her knowledge of the technology, but also because of her personality.
Which is?
stable and deeply intuitive. She's our prime link with the Naus.
But, Christopher, you implied everyone had access.
Yes.
Even I was merged with it in that orbiting womb in the sky.
True, we all have access to the peripheral systems, and for limited times only. The mediator, however, is trained to develop a deep and sustained relationship with the Naus for the benefit of the community.
Almost like a priestess.
She and her kind are intermediaries, living links with resources stored from a multitude of human minds, all ready to be made available in endless permutations. Only the mediators and a few others have mapped their extent.
Am I to meet her? Has she a name?
I'll take you to her now. She's young, not been with us for very long. Her name's Marion Shipton.
Where shall we find her?
There's the steward. Let's have something before we go. I'll give him a wave. Find her. In the caverns, in the deeper ones, which can be kept at a constant temperature and free of vibration.
Coleridge? What of Coleridge, Mr. Westerman?
I'm reminded of Kubla Khan, of Xanadu. A miracle of rare device, a sunny pleasure dome with caves of ice. A new Xanadu.
I know the poem. Only some of these caverns are refrigerated.
Ah. But you've even got the old Aelborn. It runs underground, near here. As children, we used to explore along it.
But never this far or this deep.
No. This place, you, are totally unlike what I'd expected. Also, I thought I'd find Dr. Spencer here.
I wish to see you alone. You'll see Dr. Spencer and the senior counselor again later, above, in the city. What had you expected to find?
Someone a bit older, perhaps. Looking like a lab technician or a librarian. In a place full of dials and knobs.
And instead you find...
Someone young. Beautiful. Dressed in... And this room and the passage outside...
Well?
I hadn't expected jewellery. Carpets, sculpture, paintings. Some of them erotic, to say the least. Even perfume in the air. At a computer terminal.
Your expectations were those of your century. Are you disturbed by what you found?
No. Astonished. But pleased. And very puzzled.
You have asked what is left to learn now that the Naus exists. Everything, Mr. Westerman. Everything human. Freed from learning information to an infinite extent, we can now develop our senses, our feelings, our intuition.
Hasn't intellect or reason a place anymore?
Very much so. It's true place. The place from which it can pursue value, truth. No inanimate system, even one unlimited, can contain all the truth open to man in the universe, Mr. Westerman. That was proved nearly a century ago.
Through education, you seek wholeness. Is that it?
Yes. We seek it through all of life. And now I see that you must stay and seek it too.
That was why I chose to be a Methuselah.
You could not find it in your own time?
No. I could not find wholeness then.
This could be very dangerous. I urge you to come away, Mr. Westerman. I've arranged a place in the west of Australasia. It's at a stage of development...
Closer to that of my own time. No, no, no! What was in my own time? I chose what could have been death rather than stay in my own time.
Oh, stay with him, Councillor Martin. I must return to the mediator.
He is free to stay. My doubts have been removed.
Mine have not. You don't understand.
You forget what I am.
He is in my charge.
He is now in charge of his own life.
You will be responsible. He may not adjust.
We'll help him. Teach him.
And I want to learn...
How did you...
I insisted that Christopher bring me here.
Mr. Westerman, I implore you...
Dr. Spencer, Diana, I'm grateful for all that you, and before you, Dr. Kelly, have done. But in the middle of an interrupted life, I must be free to go on as I choose.
You look quite intoxicated, Arthur. Though you've had none of the wine.
Don't need it. This is marvellous.
You like our pageant, Mr. Westerman?
Shipton? I didn't think
ever came up for air. Of course I do, and for every pageant, don't I, Counselor?
Every pageant?
They mark the seasons of the year and some special occasions.
Through them, we relive the history of this place. We're marking the seasons.
And our own achievements.
But that music, the costumes, the dancing. It's what tourists always went abroad for.
The quality of life here is different now.
Music, dancing, colour, are ways of expressing what the Greeks called enthusiasmos, being filled with theos, or God, or quality.
Oh, but it's all so convivial. You'll have to beware of me now.
Why?
Coleridge, again, remember how Kublai Khan ends? Weave a circle round him thrice and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honey dew hath fed and drunk the milk of paradise.
Paradise.
In A New Xanadu, Arthur Westerman was played by Jack Shepherd, Dr. Diana Spencer by Sean Phillips, and Marion Shipton by Gemma Jones. The Naus, John Westbrook, Christopher Martin, Jeffrey Matthews. With the cooperation of members of the course team, the play AD 2025 was devised and written by Donald Holmes. The special music and sounds were by Roger Lim of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop.